This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But what about all these mountains? And then Allah is like, وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي. And in this earth we have dropped, we have casted on the earth mountains. I want to spend some time on mountains because this is a concept that we must understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He uses five different words for describing different aspects of mountain. When Allah uses the word jabal, ismu jinsin, generic, any type of mountain. Size, small, segment, net texture, doesn't matter. Anything that we can apply, sand mountain, stone mountain, rock mountain, lava, doesn't matter. Any type of thing that we as humans can describe as mountain is called Jabal. But the minute it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word Rawasi, okay, it means something that is tied, something that is a peg, such as the mountain ranges that we see. Those mountain ranges, their jobs is وَأَلْقَيْنَاهَا. And Allah is like, these mountains, we casted them. Al-ilqa is a word which means it was something that came from top to the bottom. It didn't organically grow. So there are types of mountain that organically grew from the earth. But there are other mountains, just like whenever you have oil rigs. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of how oil rigs are formed, but whenever there's an oil rig, they estimate how deep that rig is going to be and stuff. And then they bring two helicopters, certain type of helicopters, and they lift that rig all the way as high as that helicopter can go. And they release that rig, and with that pressure, it goes down, dissipating the water, and goes and gets pegged into the seabed. If you've ever seen these giant rigs and the mountains, the water is gushing and hitting them and the waves are thrashing, they don't move because they were pegged onto the earth. Ulqiya, they were thrown from the sky. So these mountains are there and they were thrown from the sky, i.e. Allah created them, and an event happened in which Allah casted them onto the ground. That is why 2/3 of the mountain is under the ground in mountain ranges.